and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. So much to untangle in the sports world this morning. From college basketball, as it is in full throttle, almost that time of the year where Mike Wilson and I love it. It's called March Madness, in case you've been hiding under a rock somewhere. It's March, man, and it's literally right around the corner now. Speaking of right around the corner, I got baseball happening right behind my house. It's literally a drive and a chip shot away from me. There's a golf reference for some of you people. Oh, by the way, golf is happening full throttle too. I don't know if you've seen this, Mike Wilson. I'm curious. Have you seen the TGL? Wow, that TGL Golf League looks like a lot of fun, to be honest with you. And then, obviously, got to talk about some NBA basketball. And then, Deebo Samuel is now a Commander. Wow. I think I like the deal for Washington. Good morning, man. How are you, brother?
I am doing great. I love the deal for Washington. You get Deebo Samuel, and you only have to give up a fifth rounder? Sign me up, man.
I don't understand it, man. I don't know why there were not millions of teams, like literally every team in the league knocking down that door if it was only a fifth-round draft pick. I have a gut feeling that's where he wanted to be. That's all I'm trying to say, man. I had a gut feeling that's where Deebo wanted to be, was with Jaden and doing big things in D.C. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So we'll get that hockey puck talk in. We'll get that Major League Baseball talking. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of real, we got The Real John Poulter, who you can get at 12 John Poulter on that X thing. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. You know, it is absolutely, I don't like to do this to you. You know that, John, but holy cow. It has absolutely been beautiful here, man. It is just something, it is a sight for sore eyes, that's all I'm going to say, man. When it's 75 to 80 every day and just like beautiful days, although, you know, every now and then it gets a little windy, but other than that, John, we really don't have much to complain about. Well, however,
you should be happy that we're not on camera, because if we were, you'd see that I was green as Kermit the Frog. Because it's 10 degrees Fahrenheit, zero with the wind factor here. So I'd be happy to make a trade.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to feel your pain. I'll be honest with you, and that we all, you know, like I always tell people, we all have choices to make in life, and I chose the great state of Arizona to reside in, and It was a hell of a choice. That's all I'm going to say. Speaking of choices, I don't know about you, but I am noticing something from the NHL, and it's two things. Two teams have separated themselves, John, a little bit, and that is none other than the Washington Capitals and the Winnipeg Jets. They seem to be a cut above everybody else. Am I correct, incorrect, or am I onto something, or am I just being crazy?
No, I think you're onto something. The Jets have been pretty solid right out of the gate. currently sitting in first place in the Central Division with 88 points. Washington giving them an awfully good run for their money overall with 84 points. Washington already with a 12-point lead over Carolina and New Jersey. And most of us thought that Carolina was the team to beat in that Metropolitan Division at the start of the season. So I think the Capitals probably playing a little bit, or I shouldn't say probably and a little bit, definitely a lot better than we thought they were going to be. Spencer Carberry's done a wonderful job there. Ovechkin has sort of revitalized himself as he pushes towards that Gretzky record.
Yep.
Just a very good season for the Washington Capitals. We knew they were improving. I really didn't think they would have improved as much as we have seen this season, to be very frank with you.
Good morning, John.
Morning, Mike.
Hope everything is well. I hope you got a blanket or something wrapped around you. It sounds like, you know, 10 degrees Fahrenheit or something. You know, I don't want to say I was sitting outside early this morning just sipping in complete sunshine because I don't want to piss you off or anything, but I was.
It's already been done, Mike.
Drinking some gravis. Anyways, hey. The trade deadline is coming up here pretty quick on March 7th. Who are the teams that you expect to kind of stay put, and who are the teams that you expect to be fairly active, whether they are sellers or buyers?
Well, you know, extending on our first chat, I got to think that Washington probably is a team that is going to stay the course. I mean, why do you fight success? I think that they've got a nice situation there. You know, that 12-point lead I mentioned is pretty good. They're going to sit back and watch the Atlantic Division beat up on each other. Three teams there that are all pretty close in points. So the Eastern Conference looks as though it's Washington's right now to lose. I'd have to say that they would stay pretty well packed. Winnipeg is an interesting story. In a lot of respects, I think Winnipeg will stay with the course. Great season, 10 points ahead of the Dallas Stars, 16 ahead of the Minnesota Wild, two very good hockey teams in their division. But I sort of get that feeling that if the Jets could add some depth, maybe a fifth or sixth defenseman, a ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th forward, a little bit of extra penalty killing depth, a little bit of goaltending depth, they might do that. But I think the big challenge in Winnipeg is you don't want to break up the chemistry that's there. So if you're going to do that, you're dealing draft picks, and we all know how dangerous that can be in any sport. So I'm not really sure what the Winnipeg Jets would be doing. I wouldn't be surprised to see Vegas go out and strengthen themselves in some way. Again, it would be adding depth players. They've got a 2-point lead over the Edmonton Oilers, a 6-point lead over the LA Kings. We know that Vegas has never been afraid to spend money. We know they've never been afraid to rock the cart and go out and get a couple of guys for the playoff run. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them a little bit active. In terms of teams cleaning house, you got to keep looking at Buffalo. Notwithstanding the fact they've got a lot of young talent there, once again out of the playoff race and significantly out of the playoff race. Pittsburgh, I think, would love to make a move, but the biggest challenge they have in Pittsburgh is that the most tradable commodities are all a little bit long in the tooth and all very expensive in terms of locked in on long-term contracts. So dealing from Pittsburgh's situation, you know, normally you see teams in that spot dealing long-term assets for future assets. I got a feeling that Pittsburgh would love to make a deal, but I just think their hands are tied because of their contracts. Looking at the wild card races, that would be the place I would see teams trying to beef up. I can see Colorado trying to get a little bit more depth. I can see Vancouver trying to get a little bit more depth. And then you've got teams like Calgary and St. Louis and to some extent Utah that are on the edge of that playoff brink. I think they would look to do some dealing. Other than that, I think a lot of teams are going to stay fairly pat from the standpoint that most of those divisions, the races are already determined, but they're already close, so you kind of know who's going to get in. It's just a question of where everybody ends up position-wise.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about chasing 894 and how close Ovechkin is to this and the significance of it, John. I mean, honestly, Wayne Gretzky, obviously, first and foremost when it comes to just about anything in hockey, but especially goal getting. I got to think that this is relatively extremely significant. You're more obviously you're the hockey guy, but just me putting it in perspective and thinking about this, this is like a record that, like, you know, he's the great one, you know, like, so now where does this put Alex Ovechkin in hockey, you know, in hockey legacy? What does this do to his hockey legacy?
Well, it cements his legacy as a great player. It cements his legacy as a great goal scorer. You know, this is a little bit like when Hank Aaron and then subsequently Barry Bonds passed Babe Ruth for the all-time home run records in baseball. Different eras, it's very, very hard to compare the numbers because Gretzky played in a different era than Ovechkin is, and Gretzky played in a different era than Gordie Howe did, and Gordie Howe, of course, held the record for many years before Gretzky broke it. So
right.
People will tell you that records are made to be broken. We know that there are some records in sports that aren't going to be broken. We know that Glenn Hall's 502 consecutive games as a goaltender for the Chicago Blackhawks is not going to be broken. We know that Hack Wilson's 191 RBIs in a single season is very unlikely to be broken. There are some records that aren't going to fall. I think we kind of thought that Gretzky's was safe simply because, A, he was so good, and, B, he played on a good team in an era when goals were 6, 7, 8, 9 goals a game. I mean, it was not unusual to see an 8-4, 9-5, 9-3, 10-6 game during Gretzky's era. So lots of opportunities. The game has tightened up an awful lot since then. I think in today's political climate, the fact that a Russian is going to break a Canadian's record is probably the one thing that's drawing a lot more attention than it would be if it was another Canadian player that was trying to break that record. Unfortunately, as we talked last week, the politics are starting to get into this sport on a big-time basis. But let's not take anything away from Alex Ovechkin. Great career, still going strong at almost 40 and still scoring at a very regular pace. You know, he's not going to break this record by scoring 5 or 6 goals a season. He's going to break this record scoring 35 or 40. So that tells me something about him as a player.
Yeah, good stuff. Really good. That top 10 list is stellar, by the way. You know, it's Wayne Gretzky, Alex Ovechkin, Gordie Howe, Jaromír Jágr, Brett Hull. I mean, the names on this thing are unbelievable. Steve Yzerman hanging in there still at number 10. Mark Messier about number 9. Gartner 8. Esposito at 7. It's just it's an amazing list. And he's obviously going to be on top of it really soon. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some Major League Baseball here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and John Poulter, our professor of sports. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with a professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk some NHL hockey. However, we're lucky. He can also talk to us about Major League Baseball. So we knock out two of the four majors right here with John Poulter. And speaking of that, obviously spring training happening right in our backyard, literally. I'm a drive and a chip shot away from where the D-backs play. You know, it's always a lot more busy. That's all I notice. And I get a little annoyed. I'm not going to lie. I guess it's my age. I think it's coming out, guys. I'm not joking here. But, you know, I get more annoyed as I'm going to throw it out there for you guys. Okay, so yesterday, you know, we're driving around town. No, we're driving around town yesterday, right? And they've got every freeway closed that you can imagine here, which makes no sense. But they're doing all kinds of construction, John. But we also live really close to where, you know, the baseball field is. And, you know, you want to talk about a traffic jam at times. It took us to leave our house and to get to the first light here right by my house to get through the light. It took about 10 or 15 minutes. So, look, I love spring training. I love this time of the year. But, maybe I'm getting old, but I don't like that
you
many
are.
People. Thanks. I don't like that many people coming through my little area and making it so congested. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, John. But spring training is here. It is a great time of year. It's literally a drive and a chip shot away from me in my backyard. And I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I don't go to one game.
Wow.
I'm just laying it all out there for you. I don't go to one game anymore because I just don't know. I just don't like dealing with the crowds. I don't like dealing with the nonsense of getting in and out of that stadium. When the truth of the matter is this is the truth. It's the best opportunity to go watch Major League Baseball, okay? But ultimately, I've been kind of pushed out of it because I'm in it so often every single year that it's so crowded and congested by my house that I've kind of gotten turned off by it, I guess is the way to put it, John. But Fortunately, unfortunately, it's a great time of year, and unfortunately, there's so much traffic coming through my area right now.
I know your area quite well because, as you know, I've been down there many times, and I know the area you're speaking of specifically. And I have noticed that the volumes of traffic have increased tremendously. Now, I haven't been down in 5 years because of COVID, but I started going to spring training in Arizona about the year 2000. So I had about a 20-year run there where most years I was going for spring training. And I can tell you that the last time I went, which was 2019, it was significantly more busy on the roads than it was when I first went there in 2000. So I hear your pain. All I can say to you is look at it on the positive side, that all of these tourists that are down there spending that money are keeping your taxes down. So it's short-term pain for long-term gain, I guess is what I'm saying. But I can understand why you don't go. But on the other hand, it is a great opportunity. And with 15 teams playing in the greater Phoenix metropolitan area, it's very good to go and see a game because compared to Florida, it's much easier. In Arizona, you can sit at breakfast and you can decide which game you're going to go and see at 1 o'clock. In Florida, because they're mostly in smaller towns that are drives away from where you're staying, you generally have to decide the night before where you're going, and you have to leave right after breakfast. So two totally different environments. But in a lot of ways, it's sad to be in a town where there's spring training and you don't get to see a game, but I can fully understand why you don't see a game, because the traffic does get a little bit annoying, that's for sure.
Have you gone to Florida as well, or have you just come to Arizona?
I've been to Florida a number of times. Went to Florida for the first time around 78 and went to Florida pretty consistently until I started coming to Arizona in 2000. And the only reason I ended up going to Arizona was in the year 2000, my wife was at a conference in Scottsdale just before spring training started. So she stayed over and I went down for a couple of weeks. We sort of ran it into a vacation and I got into the spring training habit of Arizona, and I liked Arizona better because it was less humid. But I've been to Florida probably 10 or 12 times. Only once, I guess, since I've been going to Arizona have I been to Florida. Went to Fort Myers about 2015, 2016, somewhere in that area. And I hadn't remembered how hot and humid it was, so I don't think I would be going back there. I don't like the humidity. I have been to both, and that's why I make the comment about making your plans. You can do one at breakfast, the other you have to do the night before. The baseball is just as good. You're looking at major league teams. You're looking at the same kind of structure in terms of the home team with their better lineup, the road team with less of the veterans traveling. But I think I probably enjoy Arizona more, and I say that for the two reasons. One, the travel aspect, and two, the weather aspect.
Good stuff. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, you know, since we are on the Dorf Get Off My Lawn, you know, Dorf on Sports show here, let me kind of continue this. Andy, that was just too funny. I'm sitting here just laughing, like the traffic. Yeah, you're getting old, dude. You're like me, my brother.
And I can hear your smile all the way up here with the Cubs at 8-0.
Yeah, exactly. The Cubs are already out of it. Like, I'm just kind of keeping it real there. Look, my question is, look, Rookie of the Year, Paul Skenes, he came out, he did exactly what a lot of people thought he was going to do and had a great season, Rookie of the Year. Now I see that he's trying to add like a cutter and a two-seam fastball. He gets those two pitches down. What's that going to mean for him, and what's that going to mean for the Pirates and the rest of the league when he's on the bump?
It's going to mean that you don't want to face him, I think, is probably the real answer, Mike. But, you know, we've talked many times about baseball being a game of adjustments, and all sports are games of adjustment, but I think baseball probably more so. He's been through the league once now. Everybody's kind of seen his package, what's in his inventory in terms of what he can throw and when he throws it. He's obviously trying to be less predictable, so add a couple of pitches, mix them up a little bit more, has to give him a little bit of an advantage. But, of course, we know so many times that second time around the league, hitters know exactly what a pitcher is going to be doing. So I think he's doing the right thing. Let's just hope that he's got the right people teaching him and that he's not going to hurt his arm by learning to throw a pitch that he hasn't thrown before, because we've all seen what kind of problems that can cause.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, obviously talking Major League Baseball at this moment. Okay, so I don't think we're ever going to see this again. So just your thoughts on this, John, in general, and this will probably be the last thing we have time for. Satchel Paige played his final game at the age of 59. You know, we're seeing LeBron James do crazy things at 40. What do you realistically think the oldest a person could be to be, you know, effective on a baseball field these days?
I guess it depends on what your position is, but I guess if you were a designated hitter who could still hit, you could probably play till you were 45. Pitching, I think Paige was a little bit of a one-off and obviously to some extent a freak show, and I don't mean that in a derogatory term. I think it was somebody trying to get him in days on the pension plan. He was a story. He got a late start in his career. I don't think we'll see that. And the other thing is that athletes make so much money today that there's no need to play past age 40. Most of these guys have made more money by the time they're 40 than you and I have read about any time we've talked about sports salaries. So I got to think that the days of guys playing at that age are few and far between. I think the thing that's probably driving James more than anything else, apart from the fact that he's still an effective player, is the opportunity to play with his son, and we can all understand why that's the case.
Yeah, no, that's incredibly enticing for anybody. I think he wants to stick around for his other son, too. John, we hear the music. Appreciate you, as always. We'll catch up with you next week. Actually, you know what? I actually let you know. Yes, we'll catch up with you in 2 weeks. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Have an awesome day, John. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. Keep it close on the other side. We'll get into some hoops here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back. Keep it close.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. All right, before we actually get into the NBA hoops, bro, and the college hoops, we have yet to talk about this Deebo Samuel thing, man, and him going to Washington.
Right.
I think we got to address that first and foremost, man. I think that's a hell of a get. I don't know what you think, but that's a hell of a get. I mean, think about it like this, bro. We know what Jaden Daniels can do on his own because we saw it as he blessed us with his greatness all season long. I don't know, bro. You give this guy Deebo Samuel now. I think the rest of the league is going to be put on notice, my friend. I don't know about you, but I think this makes the Commanders extremely dynamic, and it adds a dimension to them that with Jaden Daniels, I find this to be extremely intriguing, my friend. What say you?
Oh, it is the pickup of the offseason so far, hands down, end of story. What I thought about it when I first saw it, Deebo and Saquon are slightly different, but what Saquon did for Hurts, you know, to take some pressure off of him a little bit, and what it meant to the Philadelphia Eagles, I see the same thing with what Deebo can do in terms of taking pressure off of Jaden Daniels there in Washington and having the same success. And let's not forget that Washington's probably not done dealing or trying to look at guys. You may want to look this up real quick, Andy. The Commanders have one of they're like in the top three or four of teams that have just a ton of cap room, of salary cap room. And for them to take on the salary for Deebo wasn't really anything, because they knew they had room to get this guy. And what he's going to do for Jaden Daniels is like, look, Jaden can turn around, hand it to him. You can put Deebo in the slot. You can put, you know, Deebo on screen passes, swing passes, which is kind of an extension of the run game anyways, and have some great success. So at the end of the day, Washington got a whole hell of a lot better by getting Deebo Samuel. And like you said at the top of the show, I also think this is where Deebo wanted to go. And correct me if I'm wrong, I even thought I heard him say Washington was one of his preferred destinations to be. So next, shoot, man, once next season rolls around, you're going to have a lot of people putting a lot of money down on the Commanders to do something special.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just a tremendous get for them. this will help the growth of Jade and Daniels quite a bit. I think this was this, like you said, this is the get of the off season. I don't know what's going to top this. I'll be honest with you. It sure as hell isn't going to be an Aaron Rodgers going somewhere thing. That doesn't top this. Maybe
not even close.
Maybe Myles Garrett could top this. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? In general, this is a huge move. This is a huge get from the Commanders, and I think it makes them, like you said, instant contenders now. I mean, last year they were a contender, and they didn't have that explosive weapon on offense. I think this makes their offense that much more dynamic, and it was already pretty frickin' dynamic with just Jaden doing what Jaden was doing. So I love this move. I absolutely love this move. Next thing, you and I talked about this last week. It happened throughout the week where Matty Stafford and the Rams decided, hey, this is a pretty good marriage. I think they thought about the nonsense with Aaron Rodgers potentially for about 30 seconds, and then they literally moved on from that. Yeah. That was really never going to be an option. Matty Stafford is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's a little younger than Aaron Rodgers, and you know what? He's already there. Like again, man, there's all these narratives that people try to push, like where people should go and where they should finish their career and this and that and the other. It's all a bunch of BS, man. And you have to, like the landscape of the world in general, you have to be able to decipher the truth from BS and nonsense. And you also need to understand that, you know, certain people want certain things to happen. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. So, I think we're going to see teams taking more of a pass on Aaron Rodgers and saying, hey, you know what? Let's give this a go with this guy who's 40-some-odd years old. And you know what? Every team he's been to, he winds up ruining it. Like, what in the hell is enticing about that at this point, Mike? I mean, honestly, bro, he should just ride off in the damn sunset already, because at the end of the day, we haven't seen his best since Green Bay, and that's years and years ago now, man. So, like, this is a guy, in my humble opinion, that just doesn't know when to let go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being straight now, okay? Like, it was kind of fun when it was happening in Green Bay every year where, you know, he would take him around and, you know, on a loop here and there. And, oh, I'm not coming back. I am coming. I don't want to come to OTAs. I don't want to come to this or that, but I still want to be your quarterback. Like, dude, that's freaking nonsense, okay? Like, come on. Grow up and be a team player, or just don't be there at all. And I'm at the point, man, I'm so fed up with this guy. I am ready to move on. I don't know if you are, but I'm sure as hell ready to move on. And I think there's better options moving forward for just about for everybody than picking up an old, tired, disgruntled team wrecker in Aaron Rodgers. Am I nuts or am I onto something? Like, for real, man.
You are 1,000% correct. I've moved on from Aaron Rodgers a long time ago. You know, even the stuff in Green Bay really it really did bother me. I'm like, you're acting like Brett Favre at the end. Like, should I come back? Should I not? What am I going to do? I don't want to do this. I don't want to, like you said, I don't want to go to OTAs. I don't want to do this. Like, dude, you're the quarterback of the team. You got to set an example. You are the face of the franchise. And just after multiple times of doing that and just seeing how things went with the Jets, it's just like, you know what? Just enjoy your money, A-Rod. Enjoy your speech at the Hall of Fame in 5 years. But other than that, I could give a rat's you know what about what you're doing or what you're saying about stuff. you know, and look, the other thing is with the whole Stafford deal, you know, the Rams, everybody knows the Rams gave him, gave Stafford and his agent permission, you know, to seek out trades to other teams, and the two teams that they reportedly had talked to were the Raiders and the Giants. Pardon me, but if I'm Stafford, you know, I don't know, maybe him and his wife and his agent late at night just went, do we really want to go to Vegas? Do we really want, pardon me, do we really want any part of that New York Giants situation, when, especially when there's no Saquon Barkley? The best setup for him, the best amount of weapons that he has is in Los Angeles. So, you know, this doesn't surprise me, but I'm happy to see Matthew Stafford back in an LA Rams uniform, as I'm sure the fan base is as well.
What's even more shocking is the fact that, you know, throughout this season, and if I'm not mistaken, even still, there's talks about Cooper Kupp being somewhere else too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but dude, I don't understand. You have two amazing wide receivers there. Like, seriously, maybe two of the best. And you have a quarterback that's been tossing them. Why in the world would they want anybody leaving from that offense? You know what I'm saying? Like, so the whole Stafford thing, in my humble opinion, bro, was a whole lot of nothing. He was never going anywhere.
Right.
So to your point, talking to the Raiders and the Giants, dude, that right there tells us he had no intentions of leaving. And this was just about having time, let it marinate in people's brain for a little bit. Like I said, about 30 seconds when they're like thinking, oh, well, wait, we can get Aaron Rodgers? Nah, forget that. That doesn't make any sense. We've already got Matty Stafford. Like, what the hell do we need that for? Yeah. What do we need that nonsense?
Yeah, hard
right?
Pass.
Like, yeah. Right. So again, man, I think that was a bunch of nonsense. That was garbage. What did you hear about this? This is something I find shocking, man. If Russ doesn't, you know, stay in Pittsburgh, I heard some nonsense about maybe that the Cardinals were interested to bring him in here for a little quarterback competition with Kyler Murray. Have you heard anything on that or no?
God, I heard a little something, and that was on local radio about that. And I just kind of shook my head. I'm like, no, you don't want to kick the tires on this one. Now, if it was, maybe if it was Justin Fields, you know, I could understand that a little bit more. But I don't know, you know, with Kyler, what they really want to do with Kyler, because it makes it seem, if you're willing to bring in Russell Wilson, who else you willing to bring in? Not that they're going to start, but what would that mean in Kyler's head? You know, are they thinking about moving on for me? What's going on here? Which I don't think they are, because Kyler had an okay year this past year. He's shown some improvement. He's shown more of being what a professional football quarterback is. But I couldn't see that happening. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do for a backup or anything like that, but it's just crazy they would try and kick the tires on a Russell Wilson to me.
Yeah, just bizarre stuff, man. It's the sports world, man. You know how it works, bro. It's just shock, a lot of shock and awe from people. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
A Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here this hour on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf, and obviously hour number two on the horizon. We'll talk a lot of college and NBA hoops in hour two, Mike. Kind of been saving that a little bit. Obviously, it's March, man. Like, the madness is right around the corner, bro. So I don't know how stoked you are, but I'm stoked. I think we got ourselves one hell of a March Madness tournament coming up. I don't know if you saw the end of Alabama and Tennessee on Saturday, but that was it was bizarre. It was absolutely insane. You know, they were having some issues getting the ball in throughout the game, to be honest with you, because they'd put so much size on the baseline and then they'd have these little guys trying to toss the ball in. So all game long, it was a little bit of a challenge. And then at the end of the game, what they did made no sense because they had the 5 second call. Then the other guys get the ball, right? Tennessee has the ball. They don't put anybody on the ball, and then they don't put anybody on the guy who gets the ball. And then they let the guy run right up the court. He gets a little bit of a pick, and boom, he gets a wide-open look. That was mismanaged there at the end of the game and probably going to cost Alabama a number one seed in the tournament, my friend. So tough loss for them, great win for Tennessee.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting there going, is anybody going to stop ball? Anybody just, you know, that's the most dangerous person on the court is is the guy with the ball. I got to do something there. The one thing that I'll say to you is I was catching myself watching a little bit of the women's game, college basketball, USC, UCLA. Juju Watkins, man, give me that woman on my WNBA team. That, to me, that is the best college basketball player in the country, hands down, and she can't even go pro for two more years.
Yeah, get yourself a little Juju. Anyways, we got to take a little break. Hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Stephen Curry, star guard for the Golden State Warriors, had 56 points, 4 rebounds, and dropped 3 assists, and a big win over the Magic, 121-115. Bucks at home against the Nuggets took the W, 121-112. Mavericks get the job done over the Hornets in a big win at home, 103-96. Pelicans on the road in Phoenix defeated the Suns, 124-116. And the GOAT, LeBron James, had a good game against the Timberwolves with 33 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists, and a Lakers win, 111-102. The latest in NFL action includes the NFL Combine starting this week at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. More than 300 prospects for the 2025 NFL Draft are participating in front of coaches and different scouts. Top prospects to know in the 2025 NFL Draft includes edge rusher from Penn State, Abdul Carter. Next, quarterback and wide receiver Travis Hunter at Colorado. Shedeur Sanders, also a top prospect quarterback out of Colorado. And down in Miami, quarterback Cam Ward. Sanders is not expected to work out at the Combine. Current NHL standings include the Panthers atop the Atlantic Division. Capitals take the Metropolitan Division at the number one spot. In the West, the Jets are sitting at the number one spot in the Central Division, and Golden Knights take the Pacific Division. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. In 2017, Rick Pitino was banished from basketball, fired by the University of Louisville amid an FBI investigation into allegations of bribery in college hoops. The investigative and enforcement arm of the NCAA would exonerate Pitino in 2022, but with that judgment came an asterisk. Louisville had to vacate its 2013 national championship. It was then coaching purgatory for the nearly 70-year-old for the next 3 seasons. Pitino tried to satisfy his basketball craving by coaching in Europe, but that's not where he wanted to be. It was in 2020, at the onset of the pandemic, the Iona Gaels would contact the former Louisville coach and New York City native and bring him back home. In his 3-year stay in New Rochelle, New York, Pitino would deliver Iona the MAC regular season crown in years 2 and 3 in 2 trips to the Big Dance. In March of 2023, St. John's University president Reverend John Shanley would meet Rick Pitino at Wingfoot Golf Club in Westchester, New York, to talk about the coaching vacancy just 20 miles from the Iona campus. Shanley was prepared to give Pitino a second chance, feeling he had served his penance and was prepared to offer him the job that he would end up accepting. What Pitino has accomplished in his two seasons in the borough of Queens matches his past track record. A 20-13 mark last season earned the Red Storm an NIT bid, which they would end up declining. And in typical Pitino fashion, St. John's is having a tremendous second year. Number 7 in the nation at 24-4 by playing solid defense and the attention to detail that has been his trademark. It's been more than 30 years since St. John's has had this type of success, and exactly 40 years since they've made it to the Final Four, all under legendary coach Lou Carnesecca. By giving a second chance, St. John's is in great position for a first NCAA crown, a position they haven't been in since 1952. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, tons of things to talk about in college hoops as March Madness is literally right around the corner now. NBA hoops is picking up in full throttle as well. The Golden State Warriors have been playing really well until they met the Philadelphia 76ers on a Saturday night where they were up for the task. Interesting games throughout the whole association. And Mike, looking forward to talking to you about a lot of hoops this hour, brother.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is hoop time, and especially in college basketball. You know, I'll be in Vegas for the West Coast Conference Tournament with Gonzaga, St. Mary's, and the two remaining, for right now, Pac-12 schools, so that should be fun. But, yeah, this time of year with me, I love the March Madness, the upsets, the craziness that can ensue, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and a big one for your Celtics today against Denver in just a little bit. So lots to talk about. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'd be Andy Dorf. I hang out with my good buddy, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You could join us if you'd like to. The digits, 1-800-878-7529. The X thing, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, it's Dorf on Sports for me, it's Facebook Dorf on Sports, and then IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, I want to go back a couple of days with you. Probably not going to be the best time for you, my friend, but we're going to go back a couple of days, and I want to get the significance from what the hell happened on that basketball court, in your opinion. All right, bro. So I'm watching the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers on Friday night. And I'm watching the Boston Celtics lay a can of whoop ass all over the Cleveland Cavaliers for the first 5 minutes of that basketball game. They're up 25-3. 25-2, whatever the hell it was. Okay? And then all of a sudden, Cleveland found themselves not only getting back in that game, but winning that game.
Yep.
I don't know where you are on this, because I want to get your feel and your pulse on this, but let me just say this first and foremost. What an amazing effort from the Cleveland Cavaliers to go out there and keep their you-know-what together. They could have just buried their frickin' heads in the sand after just being shell-shocked by the Boston Celtics in the first 5 minutes of that game. But, no. They had the fortitude. They had the belief. They had the calm. They had the poise to not only get back in that game, Mike, but win that game. And again, man, I'm trying to get your feel, but to me, that was huge for Cleveland, and that was extremely disappointing for Boston. And I'm gonna just say this real quick, because I know it's there. I know that they were not playing at full strength. Okay, I know that. But that does not take away from what Cleveland was able to do and potentially what they were able to do to get in the heads of the Boston Celtics moving forward. That was maybe the biggest victory of the year for anybody, in my humble opinion, Mike.
Yeah, look, but... I'm not going to make excuses because they were down Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. Like, you know, Boston's good enough, deep enough. They've beaten people without guys before, and quality teams without guys before. So, you know, it was extremely disappointing. And I am agreeing with probably 100% of what you are saying in terms of Cleveland keeping their cool. And, you know, just kind of sticking with it. And I got to give all the credit in the world to their coach, Kenny Atkinson. Like, he just said, hey, we're still in this. Keep your heads up. We're going to battle back. We're going to get this within 15. Then we're going to get it within 12 and 10 and kind of just keep with it. And Boston started playing defense like they did against Detroit. Everything, they were just letting guys get in the lane. They're letting Spida get in the lane and, you know, get his 40. That disappointed me the most, because in the beginning, when it was 25-3, they were playing defense. They were getting, their three pointers to drop, but they're also playing defense and getting stops on the other end. The defense and getting stops stopped. And it's almost like they went into cruise control a little bit. And I sat there just going, okay, it's 25-3. Cleveland is really, really good. This is going to get close. Like, I didn't expect it to stay 25-3. I expected what Cleveland did, get within 4, 5, 6 points. You know, kind of stayed there, and it stayed there for a while. They threatened and got it within, you know, a couple points, and then they just couldn't. Cleveland just couldn't convert to tie it or even take the lead. So I was like, okay, it's just going to be one of these games. Then Boston goes up by 17 again. They get up big, and they lose that lead. And so now I'm sitting here, excuse me, and I'm just sitting here getting frustrated. Because I know that my Celtics can play, they can play shut down defense. They can lock guys up, and they weren't. They were letting guys get wide open shots. They were letting people get in the lane. And I got so frustrated, you know, and take this with a grain of salt, you know, Andy. I mean, you know me very well. I'm sitting there going, somebody just put somebody on the deck. Just get them on the floor. Because I was just like, someone has to show a little bit of just, you know, this stop, the kind of defense where it stops now. This getting in the lane, getting wide open shots, just ends now, and they didn't do it. And it's been a concern of mine all year because I've seen this kind of thing all year out of Boston. They go into cruise control and they give up large leads. So going into the playoffs, and I still believe, you know, Boston can get, you know, at minimum to the Eastern Conference Finals, if not the finals. But for Cleveland to kind of get a little bit of the monkey off their back, I mean, Boston has gone into Cleveland and won, so that's not really a concern. But Andy, you know, once you kind of get a monkey off your back, like a thing that kind of sits in your head, and you get past it, that's a big deal for a team.
Yeah.
And knowing that they can go into Boston and come back and play well, that's going to serve them down the line, because these two teams are going to run into each other during the playoffs at some point. And I kind of equate it to when Boston got to the finals and they got the monkey off their back and they finally won after getting close and close for, you know, 6 years, 7 years straight. They got the monkey off their back. Well, now Cleveland's got their monkey off their back about winning in Boston. And like I said, I'm giving all the credit to that team, but I'm giving all the credit to Coach Atkinson to keep them believing that they were still in this game and there was, you know, there was plenty of time to get a victory at the Garden.
Three guys that I'm thinking about right now, since you just mentioned Kenny Atkinson, as far as potentially being coach of the year. And he's one of them. I'll be quite frank with you, obviously.
Sure.
The other, I mean, you know, one of them you may or may not be shocked about, but I think J.J. Redick has done one frickin' hell of a job.
Yep.
As a first-year coach coming in this league, the way that he's had a huge impact on what we're seeing. And then the other one is the Detroit Pistons, man. Those are my three.
Yep.
That I think they're all deserving of potentially being coach of the year because of all the amazing turnarounds that they've had. And, you know, Oklahoma City, just following up what they did last year, you might want to throw them in the mix, but holy cow, man, just some amazing coaching jobs from people. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call.
Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Skate Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Tons to talk about in the sports world. As we know, it's March, which means the madness is right around the corner. It's coming in hot. We love this time of year. Boys of summer are in the backyard, literally a drive and a chip shot away from me, playing baseball, and obviously the NBA in full throttle. So this is the time of the year, man. I love it the best, to be honest with you. I mean, I know we don't have enough football, but we still talk about it as obviously things are happening. But to me, this is the hotbed, man, because obviously we've got college hoops with the March Madness coming, but then shortly thereafter that we get the NBA postseason, and you and I love talking hoops, man. It's who we are. Okay, so going back to our discussion real quickly on the NBA, and then the last segment, let's talk some college hoops. But Philadelphia shuts down Joel Embiid for the year. Then they go out and get a victory against the Golden State Warriors, who've been extremely hot ever since they brought Jimmy Buckets to the equation. Okay, so a couple things. First of all, I'm kind of wondering why it took so long, first and foremost, because, like, the guy was never healthy. He really was a shell of himself and was probably doing more harm than good being out there on the floor anyway. They're on the outside looking in right now to the play-in tournament. They're what, four games or so behind the Chicago Bulls. Probably aren't going to make it. Then you have the PG-13 thing where all of a sudden he's decided he's taken off of doing the podcast. that hour a week has just been so detrimental to his success on the basketball floor that can't do it anymore, man. Got to take some time off from the potty. I don't know what the hell is going on in Philadelphia, bro. But I do know this. If I'm them, as soon as the season is over, I'm trying to figure out how to better this roster, and we break this thing up and we go a different direction. So I think Philadelphia could be in for some big, big changes come off-season time. And I think the season in general has been a complete disaster. I don't think it could have gone any worse than any worse for anybody than it did for the Philadelphia 76ers this season. What say you?
No, I'm right there with you in terms of this just being a disaster. And it started, it started off. I was actually a little shocked, Andy, that PG-13 decided to go to Philly. Like, I was like, really? Like, you want kind of part of that mess? Like, it shocked me a little bit. And then, on top of that, I'm like, well, he does get hurt quite a bit, so it's going to you know, nice and neat in with the whole Embiid disaster that's going on. And, you know, PG-13 has been hurt quite a bit this year. And then when Embiid started out by saying he's not doing back-to-backs, I went, oh, this is going to go south, and this is going to go left on people in a big hurry. And Philly is not a town where you want this kind of stuff going south on you, because those fans will let you hear it. I'm sure there have been multiple times this year that team's got booed on their home court and got booed mercilessly. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't put up with much. And Embiid, to me, Andy, and I don't know if you agree or not, it's almost like you watched him play this year a little bit, or even the past year, year and a half. It almost seems like he's a shell of his former self and like what he could be. Because he's the biggest big man in the game. And then the thing that actually I thought was not good for Embiid was doing the Olympics. I was like, what's he doing? This is a guy that's been hurt. He needs to be, you know, rehabbing that knee, that foot, you know, that hangnail, whatever he had to keep him, you know, out of the lineup. He doesn't need to be over in Paris hanging with his buddies, having a good time, because that can go south. He could have got hurt during the Olympics, and then, you know, we're all off to the races a little early with that. But I think doing the Olympics for Embiid was kind of the beginning of the end of what this season was going to turn out to be for the Philadelphia 76ers.
So looking at the standings, the Philadelphia 76ers and the Phoenix Suns are both on the outside looking in, both in the 11th spot, probably both not going to make the play-in tournament, so they're not going to make the postseason. In your humble opinion, which is a bigger failure, the Philadelphia 76ers or the Phoenix Suns?
Well, I think it's Phoenix, because you could almost see the Philly thing happening, right? Like, it, you know, PG-13 sure. hurt quite a bit, Embiid hurt quite a bit. You're like, it's going to take one slip in the shower to just send that, you know, that team down the river. Phoenix is a little bit bigger of a shock to me, only because Book, KD, Bradley Beal. Now we all knew the shortcomings for Phoenix heading into the year, and it still surprises me a little bit, Andy. You and I are friends with Phoenix Suns fans on like social media, and they're like, "Oh my God, this team is this," and they complain about it. I'm like, You couldn't see this happening. You don't know. Do you not follow your team as closely as you should? Defensively, I don't think they're that good. They have no bench because they spent all their money on three players to bring, you know, to have here. They brought in a couple of what we thought were going to be good pickups at the point guard and wing positions, and maybe add some defense. It just hasn't happened. And I'm interested in your perspective, Andy, because Budenholzer is the guy. Budenholzer won your Bucks the title a few years back, you know, and I didn't really mind the move of hiring Coach Bud. Like, I was like, okay, he's won a title. He knows what it takes. It just hasn't happened. And I don't know if the owner, Ishbia, if he's just going to tear this whole thing down, get rid of Coach Bud. We know KD's leaving. You know, KD's going to get traded in the offseason at some point. Beal's going to be here. Beal is the biggest problem because he has a no-trade. You know, he has no trade in his contract. So that's going to be tough. Book, I don't know what to say about Book. I love Devin Booker. But it just seems like I don't hear enough of his names in the headlines and stuff, being a leader on this team. I just don't know where Phoenix goes besides kind of blowing this thing up and retooling.
A lack of identity, my friend, is what I will say about the Phoenix Suns. Yeah. You asked me, you said something about Coach Bud, and I'm going to answer your, you made a point that the Bucks won a championship with him. And I'm going to make the point of this. I think they won a championship despite of him. Okay. Look, I've never been a fan of Coach Bud, even when he was with the Bucks. If you remember me, I always was like Bud the Dud.
Yeah.
He's a one trick pony. And when you don't have the greatest player in the world on your team, which he had in Giannis at that moment in time, you don't have the same thing. You mentioned Kevin Durant and his value that he's going to wind up getting traded this offseason. Here's my biggest fear for that, in all honesty, my friend. I know that Kevin Durant has had a nice year. I know that. I get it. He's also 35 or 36 years old. So when you're talking about trading Kevin Durant and expecting that they're going to get a king's ransom for him, I think people got to reevaluate that, because I don't know if the value for Kevin Durant is as high as people think it is. And then if you trade him to potentially a team that is a title contender, like, I don't think they're going to want to give up a lot of their pieces to that puzzle. So I honestly feel like, in a weird way, this Suns team, they might be stuck with what they have, because some of these guys may not really be all that tradable, actually, unfortunately for them. So I look at it a little different than you do, in the sense of, yeah, I know I've heard the rumors about KD and this and that and the other, but at the end of the day, KD isn't the guy he's not the guy you're going to get a king's ransom for anymore. I'm sorry, but that to me is
Truth.
So I don't know. I think and then you mentioned Ishbia, and you also mentioned Brad Beal a little bit. Well, right, Brad Beal holds all the cards. So if Brad Beal doesn't want to go anywhere, Brad Beal isn't going anywhere. And then Ishbia, the guy who's got an endless pocketbook, doesn't really care about how much he's spending. Well, he's spending, and it's been one of those cases where he's spending frugally, and this Phoenix Suns team isn't that good. They're not even in the damn play-in, man. So this is an epic failure here in Phoenix, Arizona, if you ask me. And I think Philly and Phoenix are pretty equal. They're pretty on point with each other of how bad it is for both of those organizations. All right, let's take a pause for the cause, man. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation about hoops, but we'll switch gears and talk college hoops. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. That means you got Mike Wilson. That means you got Andy Dorf. And you could be part of the program, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. All right, my friend, I want to talk some college hoops with you. Really getting close to the tournaments.
Yep.
Really getting close to the madness. Really getting close to fun, buzzer beaters, chaos, you name it. It is what it is. It's March Madness. I have been really, really high on Auburn all year, as you have. They went into Kentucky and wow, whew, they went in there and they made it pretty clear, didn't they? They made it pretty damn clear how good of a basketball team they were. And, you know, another team that just continues to impress me is the Duke Blue Devils, bro. They just destroy anything that is in front of them. And then I like the rebound I saw from Florida beating Texas A&M on their home floor, you know, after a little bit of a disappointment for them against Georgia. And then Houston, they took care of business against Cincinnati. And I think Cincinnati might be a little bit better than their record would suggest. And then, you know, the number five team, Tennessee, which we already talked about, that buzzer beater to take care of Alabama, who just mishandled the end of that basketball game, something fierce. I don't know who the best team in the country is, except I do know that I think that Auburn, to me, that they answer every question, they pass every test that I have, and they have to me been the most solid team all season long. And we potentially could be on a crash course for Auburn-Duke in the final game, because I now think, with the way that things have happened, Auburn is the overall number one and Duke is the overall number two seed. Do you feel any different than I do?
No, I don't. I don't feel any different than you do by any stretch of the imagination. Auburn yesterday, you know, the whole year they have been playing solid ball. They're solid on both sides of the ball. Coach Pearl is doing his thing. He's pushing all the right buttons, all the things you need to do to get your team to play at a very high level. And Duke, I mean, you know, John Shire's doing his thing. I mean, he has some great freshmen on the team, obviously led by Cooper Flagg. He has that big guy in the middle who's like, I don't know, he's like 7'5". He kind of has a funky last name, so it escapes me. But That's a guy in the middle who can block shots. He's rim protection. If it turned out to be Auburn and Duke in the final, strap in, because that's gonna be a game. That's gonna be a game. That's gonna be appointment television. That's gonna get ratings. That's gonna get eyes on the ball, on the game for sure. I still really like Houston to get to the Final Four. The way they play defense and what Kelvin Sampson does with that team, I like Houston to get to the Final Four, but a final championship game between Duke and Auburn, I think would be borderline epic for college basketball fans to watch.
Yeah, no, absolutely, it would be a hell of a matchup. You know, you'd have the Cooper Flags of the world out there. A lot of these guys would be going to the next level. So yeah, it would be an exciting matchup, and just one that I'm potentially thinking about. I don't want to, you know, take Florida completely out of the equation. I don't want to take Houston out of the equation. I don't want to take Tennessee or Alabama out of this equation either. You know, there are some other teams that potentially could make some noise, like a St. John's or an Iowa State or even a Texas Tech, you know, a Clemson that I've talked to you a little bit about all season long. I think they're a pretty damn good basketball team. They struggled a little bit yesterday with Virginia. I'm talking about Clemson. But then in the second half, they really cleaned it up, and they just played a much better second half. And they have that ability, kind of like Florida, where they can score in bunches and they can hold the other team to not a lot of points, and that bodes well for tourney time. So, I'm jacked up. I'm excited, but I truly believe that we have ourselves a very, very even playing field. Like, other than Auburn and Duke, I think Florida's really good. I think Houston's really good, but Houston may not shoot well one day, right? And if they don't shoot well,
right,
they could be trouble. I think the same bodes for Tennessee and Alabama. Like, I'm not kidding. You know, they go through some droughts. Like, I know they can put them up in bunches, but that there's also times where they don't score. And, you know, you look at Auburn and Duke consistently, man. They're putting up 90. They're putting up 100. You know, it's like Duke back-to-back weeks. They put up 110, and now they put up 100. Like, you get what I'm saying? You have to be able to score the ball. And to me, those two teams score the ball better than anybody else in the country, which to me, that's a big deal, man. I'm sorry, but, you know, defense is great and all that, but you got to have a bucket getter. And they seem to have several bucket getters on both Duke and Auburn, Mike.
Oh, abso-frickin-lutely. And it was funny, you and I sitting here talking about the tournament. My son Zach, who does photography with me and stuff, you know, we're going to the WCC tournament in Vegas next week. He just texted me. He's like, March Madness is the greatest sports tournament in any sports ever, hands down, end of story. And I said, well, that's what we're talking about on the show right now. And he goes, I got one word for you, Dad. And he goes, Auburn. And I went, yep. Yeah. You know, so all of this outside of Auburn and Duke is pretty even. Like, you know, you're measuring sticks if you're a Florida, Houston, a Tennessee, Alabama, and even, I mean, shoot, dude, when's the last time we've seen St. John's in the top 10? When is the last time we've seen St. John's in the top 10? Patino's doing his thing. I mean, it makes me think about when we were kids, man. Walter Berry, Chris Mullen, Louis Karnisekas, St. John's, Big East basketball. It's good to see St. John's back, but getting back to my point, I'm like, look, outside of the top two, it's pretty even. Like, you know, we're going to sit here and say that Auburn and Duke probably will be in the Final Four, but outside of who's going to be the next two, there's 5, 6, 7 teams that you could legitimately see get their way into the Final Four. And as you and I both know, this tournament is all about which region are you in, who's your matchups, who are the other teams in that, you know, in that side of the bracket with you? That plays a big part, but you hit the nail on the head exactly. Auburn and Duke can score the basketball and score the basketball almost at will on anybody.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that I see week in and week out as far as the consistency factor for them. You just don't see it from any other squad throughout the country if you really, really think about it. And you know, maybe that's why, you know, one has two losses and the other has three losses, because every now and then, you know, you're going to have a little hiccup. Like, it happens. But but ultimately, they just don't happen all that often with them. And, you know, I don't know. I'd have to look at those particular games as well. You know, maybe potentially one of their key guys was out for them that game. Like, I don't know. I don't have that in front of me. I don't have that information. But again, I do have the information of what I'm seeing from them week in and week out is they score the basketball better than anybody else. And the big part of that is their guard play is exceptional. And when we talk about March Madness, a lot of it has to do with the guard play. So, you know, guys have to be able to take care of the ball. And ultimately, like, that's what I'm a little concerned with both Alabama and Tennessee. I know Tennessee wound up getting, you know, the victory, but Alabama was careless with the ball at the end of the game. Another team that you know, they could make some noise, but ultimately, again, I think taking care of the ball is an issue. That's Arizona, man. Like, dude, they can look really good at times, but then they turn the ball over like crazy. Same thing a little bit with Texas Tech. Like, they escaped the fog of Allen Fieldhouse. Like, they got out of there, but they had some turnovers in that game that you're like, ball security, man. You got to take care of the ball. So I think part of why Duke and Auburn have been so successful and why they're continuing to be successful is they take care of the ball. They have exceptional guard play, not good guard play. They have exceptional guard play. And then their bigs, man, their bigs are all in such good sync and they work together so well, bro. It's amazing to me to sometimes watch, you know, like, basketball in a lot of ways can be like music, man. When it's zipping, there's harmony and it looks beautiful. When it's not zipping, you know, it looks almost like a hard sell. It looks really difficult. And that's usually more of like a defensive battle than when you're having guys being able to put the ball through the net a lot. But I just see Duke and Auburn a little bit above everybody else. And then, like, the next tier would be your Florida, Houston, Alabama, and Tennessee, right? Like, that's your next tier.
Right.
And then from there, maybe your next tier is like an Iowa State, a Texas Tech, and a Clemson, and you know, teams of that nature. So buckle up, brother. That's really about all I can say is buckle up, because pressure bust pipes. And to me, the two best teams that I'm seeing are Auburn and Duke. But we'll see when the pressure comes and you only have 40 minutes to go out there and either advance or go home. We'll see if pressure can bust their pipes, right?
Oh, absolutely. We'll see if pressure can bust pipes. And, you know, you mentioned Arizona. Arizona's doing what they do around tournament time. They start playing bad basketball. Like, you know, and we've got accustomed to over the years with Arizona being, you know, the one of the gold standards in the country when it comes to college basketball. But for some reason, they don't win national championships. They have one, but they probably should have, you know, another one and maybe three total based on the talent that's come through Tucson. But around this time, I don't trust them at all. At all with Arizona, and Kansas is the same way with me. I'm keeping my eye on Iowa State. I will be interested to see what kind of seed that they get and where they get put, because that's a quality team there in Iowa State. But you know, like I said, it depends on where you get put, where you get seated, who's in your same side of the bracket, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you and I are simpatico with this. The two best teams are Auburn and Duke, hands down, end of story.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up, baby. Keep it close. We do parting shots. Don't want to miss those. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
All righty, welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, yours truly, Andy Dorf. Before we get out of here, we always do parting shots, but before we do that, just a quick reminder, if you want to contact us, get in touch with us. On that X thing, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my brother, parting shot time. You are up. Mike Wilson, are you there with me, man? I don't know. Maybe.
Here we go.
There he is. Scorpion's in the line.
There we go.
Parting shot time, man. You're up.
First thing I'll say, I'm also on Blue Sky, which is not as big of a cesspool as X is, and you can find me at Pigskin Opinion on Blue Sky as well. My shout-out goes to the Washington Commanders. You just made the NFL season a lot more interesting. Not that it wasn't going to be, but now you have your your running back, your kind of slot receiver and Debo to go with what Philly has up there. I think the NFC East, when those two teams play next year, is going to be appointment television. But shout out to Washington Commanders for making that happen to get Debo Samuel.
Yeah, pretty amazing, pretty awesome move for them. Obviously, things are definitely on the up for the Commanders with what they were able to accomplish last season and now moving forward. I think we all know they're a contender. So look out for Jaden, look out for Debo. Look, man, my parting shot is this. March Madness, baby. We're right around the corner from you. We can't wait for you. We're excited for you. And we're going to just keep on rolling with that theme, baby. March Madness. It's here. It's upon us. It's the best time of year, man. So enjoy the hoops that are about to come. Enjoy the baseball that's about to come. Enjoy the NBA playoffs that's about to come. For Mike, for John, for Robert, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.